The biggest secrets of handling difficult applicants. In this session, we're going to talk about 5 secrets to handling difficult applicants and what those difficult applicants are like. This is the person you dread meeting with. This is the applicant who is either late or misses appointments altogether, fails to bring the required paperwork, or tries to back out of their own promises and commitments. This is the person who is consistently demanding something from you or the Air Force Reserve. This is the person who moves from place to place in their conversation, and their ideas change almost too rapidly to follow. This is the person who is the difficult applicant. All recruiters will encounter them. Here are the 5 strategies to successfully handle difficult applicants. 1. Anticipate problems. You already know exactly who your most difficult applicants are. These people seem to thrive on looking for the specific issues that are going to create problems between the two of you. We suggest that you don't allow yourself to be blindsided. Think of every possible thing that could go wrong with this applicant and be prepared to address them. Here are a few examples of some of the problems or challenges that your applicant may be facing. A problem with their enlistment or commissioning rank. A problem with the test or physical dates or locations. A career field problem. A unit of assignment problem. A morals, dependency, or health problem. A family member or employment problem. A length of commitment problem. A departure date or school date problem. A relationship problem with you. What is it that might cause the difficulty? Be prepared to handle these situations and how to respond. Difficult applicants want you to believe that you need them more than they need you, so they will make it as hard as they can for you under the belief that you will tolerate any complaints or behavior on their part. 2. Maximize your knowledge on how to deal with people on the basis of their behavioral styles. For example, a doer applicant has a strong personality and is quick to become belligerent if they fear you are putting them at an unfair disadvantage. Under pressure, you can expect them to become forward and obnoxious. If you can anticipate this, then you'll be prepared and in a position to be able to handle it. Here are a few more general examples of the behavior styles. A talker will become emotional and unable to make a decision. A pacer will tend to slow down and resist change. The controller will become extremely critical and analytical. If you know more about your applicants than they know about themselves, you can control the situation. Your goal is to anticipate the problem and then maximize your knowledge of their style so you know how to deal with the applicant before the situation gets out of hand. 3. Focus on the issues, not the people. You need to get them to focus on the issues and not berate you or the Air Force Reserve. Focusing on the issues is not always easy to do with a difficult applicant, but you need to be able to do just that. Make every effort to understand the root causes of their difficult demeanor. 4. Don't overlook any problem, no matter what the subject or size. If you do, the difficult applicant is going to look for ways to make these problems bigger than they are. 5. Work on the relationship. The stronger relationships are, the less likely you are to have problems with difficult applicants. One of the greatest means of attitudinal change in sociological theory is exposure to someone that is different from you. The more time you have in a relationship and to work on that relationship, by working on these small problems one at a time, the better off you're going to be when dealing with a difficult applicant. To review, 1. Anticipate the problems before they come up. Don't be blindsided. 2. Maximize your knowledge of styles to anticipate, then communicate with the style that's most appropriate. The doer, the talker, the pacer, or the controller. 3. Focus on the issues, not on the person. 4. Don't overlook any problem, no matter how small it is. 5. Work on the relationship. People are less likely to be overly antagonistic if you have a good relationship. To be a successful recruiter, you have to learn how to deal with difficult applicants. You need to stay on target, regardless of the obstacles that you face. Remember these strategies when working with applicants. Problem solving, anticipating situations, meeting people's needs, selling value, positioning yourself as a winner. When you accomplish these, you will experience great success.